12:11 on WTOP, Sunday night at 9 o'clock on television. Neurosurgeons will implant electrodes deep in the brain of a 49-year-old Parkinson's patient with the hope of stopping severe tremors. On live television, this will happen on the National Geographic Channel. Joining us live now to talk about it is Dr. Art Kaplan, head of medical ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Dr. Kaplan, it's nice to have you back on WTOP.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this issue, on one hand, it is very fascinating. On the other hand, there's reason for concern when you are performing something as delicate as this, a live surgery, a real-time surgery on live television. You have any concerns with this?
I do. I'm not really excited about this. I'm not sure why it has to be live. It makes it entertainment, putting in the adventure part of it as opposed to the educational part, which you could do on tape pretty easily. I worry that having a big TV crew, and it's going to be big, I read there's 100 people involved in this thing, could be in the way. There's no doubt that people are prone to play to the cameras. Even experienced surgeons can succumb to that reality, doing things or standing in places where they wouldn't if the TV people weren't there. I don't see why we have to turn surgery into entertainment. I think people are curious. I get that. But doing it as a live broadcast, reality TV, I don't think that's consistent with good medical ethics.
Well, just to play devil's advocate here for a second, we'll give you the other side. The university hospital spokesperson saying that the live procedure will help demystify an important treatment for Parkinson's disease. The show's producers say that they are taking their cues from the medical team and they won't interfere in any way with the operation. If those concerns...
Which, by the way, I have to interrupt and say, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bonus. Well, so tell me, though, given the fact that those sort of precautions have been taken, why should we be concerned?
It's just not persuasive. You know, this notion that we're going to demystify things. Make a documentary about it. Why are you doing it as a live broadcast with all the pressure that puts on the surgeons not to fail or not to screw up or maybe not to say something on TV live that they otherwise would say? I'm not buying that argument one bit. If you want to do education, that's where you make a sort of, a study of the thing, and you accompany it with educational materials. You don't have somebody from reality TV heavy breathing in the background as the wire goes into the brain. I'm not buying that.
Is there a concern about some of the longer-term implications of this, not only the patient safety, the patient who's on the table on Sunday night, but also I'm wondering, could we see more of this down the road? Could it be used for marketing purposes? And, you know, are there specific rules that would stop those sorts of things from happening?
There are some rules coming out. Some of the medical organizations are saying we don't want live TV entertainment to start to intrude into the provision of medical care. New York City, by the way, has a bill in its city council prohibiting hospitals from letting this happen. Individual hospitals, my own, have said, nope, we're not going to do it. There's some lawsuits. Reality TV, you know, those shows that are in the emergency rooms, people have been picked up there without their permission or consent, and people are suing. That all said, you know, everybody's got a little camera and everybody's got the ability to make a little video, so I can't say it's going away.
I wonder if what part of this is a money-making issue, because we know that the hospital obviously stands to benefit, and the TV show will likely feature equipment and devices made by companies that have financial relationships there.
No, they do. There definitely are some fiscal connections, and I don't doubt, I can't prove it, but I don't doubt that part of the motivation is to get the hospital's name out there, get known as a place that does this type of surgery, which is going to be an increasingly common procedure, trying to control things like Parkinsonism or Tourette's syndrome or other neurological disorders with this kind of brain implant. So I think that's there in the background. But the main reason, again, to turn it around is, if you're having a surgery, I think what you want is the doctors worrying about you, not worrying about which side of their face they want to present to the camera. Mm.
Dr. Kaplan, this is certainly intriguing, and it's great to get your thoughts. And all we can say is that we hope everything goes well Sunday night. Dr.
Absolutely.
R. Kaplan is the head of medical ethics at NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks again for joining us.